Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now just listen quietly to the sound of my voice, and of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart, sensing that beat and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down, just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So, you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over, like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over, smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet, remaining totally alert, and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension has been there, where it all came from in the first place. And then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now. And that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart, and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to try to move a single muscle. Even though you know you could easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed, and relaxing even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now, I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more. Even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe. I'm going to count down from 5. And with each layer, you will find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. trance. One, empty of everything as everything has faded away. Allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you, and your mind, and your body. Relax and enjoy these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations as they talk about in place of what you usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you usually see. And somewhere deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of even before they are spoken. Words of intelligence, introversion, organization, and order filling your mind. You feel curious and inquisitive, and a love for books and knowledge. Just let yourself relax into them, as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. You can hear the scribbling of the examiner's pencils, the clock ticking. You can see clouds floating by in the near tower window. You feel so nervous. The rest of your life rides on this very test, but you feel as if it will not pass. You try and fail. It leaves you dejected. But then you are suddenly startled. You feel something welling up in you, igniting the untapped magic within you. The fierce heat of your horn. The examiners are taken by absolute surprise as they are levitated by a violet cloud while your eyes begin to glow a brilliant white, touching you in a very, very special way. You are in your element. Control is what you need. You truly are magical. Feel as your fingers and your toes slowly start to smooth together, becoming covered in a sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, four, then three, then two, until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. As the bones in your legs twist and bend to give you the hind legs of a pony. So hard to stand up on two legs anymore. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire as your arms, too, reshape, remold, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of power, of sharpness and brilliance. You realize how magical you really are. Second to none. Overly ambitious, you tend to let small things get the best of you. Especially since you pay great attention to detail. Sometimes, maybe a little too much. Even total strangers know of your works. You like to feel validated, to always be the best, even to the point of insanity. You take pride in getting the grade, the praise of your mentors. Nothing else matters, except the companionship of your friends whom you find fascinating and learn so much from. It's like drugs to you. Your knowledge is vast. The love between you and your friends is all but unbreakable. You always want to learn something new. Disappointing your mentors leaves you devastated. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy that fills your heart. To truly be like and be a pony, smart and introverted, quick and calculating. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you, as simple as breathing in and out. Studious and skeptical and organized, these are strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life. But at the same time, you feel a happiness, an understanding that somewhere in your mind, you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, different from daily life, but welcome all the same. Another quick twinge goes to the base of your spine as a long, soft tail sprouts delicately out of it, swishing back and forth to complement your new pony backside. It is a soft purple color with a violet highlight, making you happy. You can't help but enjoy these sensations. You can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps over you, to closer to your head, passing over your neck as your voice becomes more sociable, friendly, bright, feminine. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A lovely, flowing purple mane for you to wear with pride as your ears stretch outwards. Upwards, becoming pointed mare ears. These are your new ears. They are covered in a soft, almost felt fur that warm and comfort you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and uptight. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. Just a bit in front of your ears, on the center of your forehead, you feel a small bump forming. This is the beginning of your new horn. As it starts to grow, you start to remember a story. The first time you ever saw Celestia raise the sun, you were left in awe by the summer sun celebration. It was then that you decided to devote your life to studying the magical arts. You poured yourself into learning everything you could about magic. It was only a matter of time before your parents enrolled you in Princess Celestia's school for gifted unicorns. All of your dreams were coming true. The fateful day of your entrance exam. The feelings of elation when the princess herself took you on as her personal protege. The horn growing steadily from your head. A beautiful, powerful unicorn horn extending to its tip. The word fills you with a twinge of excitement. as it continues to grow until it is eventually formed with a slight spiral to its features, a spiral unicorn horn, just as you've always visualized. Just as you always wanted. I wonder if you could feel a tingling from your new horn. Feel its power surge deep in your mind, coming to you so effortlessly. To accompany this, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new muzzle. Your face extending out, so naturally forming that lovely head. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently, your iris changing color to a lovely blue tint. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into a lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could bat them ever so gently. Feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. A lovely pony head for a smart pony. And as a tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form. A lovely violet unicorn. Already, your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You feel a bit skeptical and curious of your new body, but enjoying it regardless. Even as you speak the voice, it is an feminine one showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body. See your new body. Imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The four-legged gait and swishing tail. And pointed ears. The beautiful, powerful horn. The studious, friendly, organized feelings. The carved muzzle and smooth fur. All yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a smart pony. And whenever you say, I'm a smart pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back into the smart little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now a part of you, as much of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the smart little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another, and when you know that you will be at the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the smart little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a smart pony, it'll feel even more natural for you, your desire to be the little pony, becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this smart pony. And now it is time to wake back up. Waking back up on the count of five. You'll find that with each number, you'll wake up just a little bit more. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger. One. Waking up now. 2. More and more. 3. Consciousness returning. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you'll enjoy, little pony.